There is no virtue in recalling the exact moment that it happened. I know it's tempting to imagine how and when this stealthy intruder breached your first line of defense, but it might be more energy efficient to just find yourself some fluids. Especially now that you no longer feel like a human. Just a gelatinous mound wrapped in a skin sack. If it makes you feel any better, holistically speaking, a cold or a mild flu is considered a healing reaction. In traditional Chinese medicine, it's the body's way of regaining balance after an onset of physical or emotional stress. When we're ill, our fever and the discharge of mucus is our body's way of ejecting the disharmony and the excess waste. According to traditional Chinese medicine, colds don't require a treatment, they are the treatment. Letting them run their course can do wonders for long-term health and the recuperative abilities of our bodies. Having said that, no one wants a virus dictating their schedule. Fortunately, there are ways to accelerate the healing process. But first, let's consider the circumstances surrounding your uninvited guest. Maybe you've recently attended a family gathering, work function, or a children's birthday party. This is a great start. Next, eat everything you can get your hands on, regardless of its chemical makeup or origins, and do this until you're well beyond full. Afterwards, perhaps at your car, launch yourself into a series of heated and trigger-filled discussions with another partygoer, clearly outlining any of your unresolved emotional patterns that, in retrospect, you might want to look into, all the while standing in the cold wind without doing up your coat. At home, eat another big meal for which you're not really hungry, before migrating to the sofa to watch TV and prepare for the imminent glucose coma. All good stuff. In the holistic reference guide, Natural Healing, Wisdom, and Know-How, it's suggested we try to work with the virus as we're edging it quietly towards the door. A full day of resting when we need it, and a day of moderate fasting. The actual act of digestion can be very tiring to the body because it uses up the energy that could be better served fighting viral or bacterial overgrowth. Also, drinking plenty of fluids thins the thick mucus, making it easier to expel. If you're in generally good health, encouraging a decent sweat can be a really helpful thing to do. Drawing a hot bath and sipping warm water with ginger while you relax. Once you begin to sweat, get up, dry off, and get into bed. It's important to stay warm and wrapped up at this point because your pores have opened, making you susceptible to chills. In the morning, shower, and you'll be rinsing off the toxins you excreted during the night. Traditional Chinese medicine illustrates a paradigm of health that's pretty basic. Let's say we spend most of our time in relative good health. Occasionally, we encounter a disturbance in the force, brought to you by a bowl of mystery dip at a party, too many late nights, and that emotional outburst in the parking lot. Our body then reacts with a powerful healing defense, inflammation. When this inflammation is allowed to run its course, we experience some form of discharge and return to our typical state of health. Basically, that's our body taking one for the team and going completely unappreciated for its efforts. When we are ill, our natural inclination is to take away the discomfort and stop the inflammatory response. When we do this with strong over-the-counter medications, we can block our body's natural attempts to discharge the disturbance, which means that we can actually be suppressing our condition. A naturopathic doctor or other wellness expert might recommend a more natural therapeutic, which could speed up the process. And that would greatly improve our relationship with our nasal passage, returning us to a look that says glowing, radiant, healthy, as opposed to the less glamorous troll under the bridge. You're listening to Nature Therapy and Beyond. Gratitude to Blue Dot Sessions, www.sessions.blue for our instrumentals, and to you. Thank you for listening.